The Red River Farm Network Parade of Champions, celebrating 4-H and FFA across this region. This effort sponsored by the Minnesota Corn Growers Association, NDFB, and the North Dakota Grain Growers Association. Our guest, Tessa Herman from Barnesville, Minnesota.
I just completed my freshman year at South Dakota State University. I'm an animal science major. I guess I kind of got to that point through my years being involved, showing livestock and 4-H and judging livestock and FFA. So that kind of brought me to here. Spent a lot of years showing cattle specifically. And then later down the road, we kind of got into the lamb and into the pig side of things.
This is your last year in 4-H?
Yeah, this is my last year.
So what have you learned from showing livestock in particular? What's really been the benefit of that, Tessa?
I guess there's probably no better way to learn responsibility than having to keep something alive, you know, on your own, really. A lot of animal husbandry skills, my dad is pretty influential, I guess, when there's something wrong. I'll go to him and say, hey, this is going on, I don't know what to do. And he knows what's wrong, but he'll tell me, I don't know, figure it out. So I guess kind of thinking on my feet, trying to learn some of those things, being responsible. I mean, a lot of my friends spend their summers at the lake and getting to do fun kid stuff. And sometimes it's hard when you're the one who's got to stay home and feed and wash and take care of everything. So,
well, as we know, no state fair, no county fair for you this year either. What were you looking forward to this year?
I guess the most I was looking forward to was the Minnesota State Fair. Not just to go show, but that's kind of one of the only times throughout the year I get to see some of my friends down there, a lot of friendships I've made. So that's probably the hardest part for me, is not being able to show there. I'm also the Clay County 4-H intern this summer, so I was really looking forward to being able to do the county fair with all the kids. But looks like we still have plans in the works for some type of show, but it sure won't be the same.
What project animals do you have this year? Because there's certainly an investment in time and dollars yet in these projects.
Yeah, I guess one of our main focuses this year is showing a Gelvie Red Angus balancer heifer, which is what she would be. So we're working on her every day, and I have three pigs I'm showing specifically, so been working with them, walking every day. I guess we're still carrying on as if it were every other year. But it's definitely different. It's a little discouraging, I'm not going to lie. I mean, to get up and go do all the work every day and not know when you're going to be able to get to show next, unlike most years. And we have some lambs my brother's been working on, and he's 9, so it's really hard for him to understand the concepts of all this, but we're getting through it.
Well, this is one of those milestones. You always look for that maybe that one last go-round at State Fair, so it's got to be a little disheartening.
Yeah, it's definitely been hard.
We appreciate the chance to visit with you and wish you much success in the future, and congratulations on your entire 4-H career, Tessa.
Yeah, thank you very much.
This salute to our next generation is sponsored by Ag Country Farm Credit Services and Associated Milk Producers Incorporated.